Hi, I'm Melissa, and you are listening to the Synchrosoma Podcast. Learn about archetypal somatics, a new modality for working deeply with symbol and soul through soma. You can find a lot of info about courses and coaching with me in the show notes of each episode. Find me at synchrosoma@gmail.com and at synchrosoma.com. Now let's dive in. Hello, everybody. And if you're new, that's kind of funny because this is my last episode for a while. But welcome anyway, and doesn't really mean anything. There's not really a time stamp on any of these episodes. Please go back and, you know, go over the episodes, previous episodes. There's so many. This is going to be, I think, 195. So there's plenty here, and I believe this is coming out after the new year, so happy new year. And so welcome and goodbye. And, you know, I thought I've got to do something kind of special, kind of interesting for this episode since it's the last in a while. And, you know, there's things that I do here a lot. I remind you to go get the course Shadow Stalking 101. I tell you to take my other courses. I've got hybrids now for Slay Your Dragons and Guardians of Manifestation and Truth. I have one course on working with disordered patterns of eating that is kind of a mini course. All of those can be joined at any time. We can go through them as sort of a hybrid. I've got some things coming up that might be really fun, which are some gatherings, and I'm not going to say too much about that. I might touch back into podcast land just to do some announcements, but if you want immediate stuff from me, please find my broadcast channel on Instagram, and I'm posting on Threads where you can see me a little more unhinged, and that's kind of fun to watch me like not curate anything and just blab and talk to people. So that's kind of fun. Join me on Threads. And so those are all the regular announcement kinds of things. And so now for the main attraction. I have this course that I'm writing. I've got about 5 or 6 courses that I'm always writing. I didn't mention the Heart Path. That will be announced hopefully soon. There's another one called Journey to the Center of the Self, and this is something hopefully this winter I'll be able to deepen into a little bit more. And so kind of what I thought would be fun is to bring out a part of that course for this episode that will be inside of that course, is inside of all of these episodes, as inside of all of the synchrosoma work. It's inside of archetypal somatics. It's a path all on its own. So even if you never took any of my courses and you never worked with me one-on-one, there's a plug for that too. Get a hold of me. We can do a free consultation. Just, you know, message me on Instagram and we can set that up. So what I'm going to do is give you kind of the method. I'm going to give you the method. This is the synchrosoma method for the manual for life. And again, if you've been listening to these episodes and if you work with me, you already know this stuff, but this will be a little bit of an outline and I think you're going to like it. So take notes if you can or come back to it, you know? So I call this, did I already say this? I call this the fourfold way. And it's kind of the synchrosoma method for integrating shadow, for living life, for being in the world. And I think there's a lot of things that are called the fourfold way. It's really kind of like an Eastern philosophy attitude. You know, we've got our four elements, our four directions. It's just a good symbol for being, for the self. So the first part one of the fourfold way is the tenet Inside first. That's number one. So whatever we do, whatever we're doing, we want to be approaching reality from the information that we gather once we've been inside. This is so very, very important. And I know I've made an episode about this, so you can even like use this as an outline, then go back to the episodes that relate to this content and make it like your own mini course. So when we get activated by something and we react, we go into reaction, we are bypassing the inner stuff and missing what might really be at the root of our reaction. So if I go inside first, if I attend to that, if you don't know how to do that, you've got to get Shadow Stalking 101 and learn how to do that. You've got to work with me or another coach. But that's the most important thing about the work is to be able to go inside. And I've been studying a lot about cults, and I talk a little bit about cults and all of the stuff that I'm going to tell you that you'll ever hear from me or any other spiritual path can all be misused. And so I'm not saying to go inside and just not do anything after that. You know, there's a result from doing the work, which is right action. You can go listen to that episode. I think there's an episode on, I forget my episodes while I'm recording these. But anyway, all of the work coming from any spiritual philosophical tradition can be misused if it's in the wrong hands. So just remember that. If you're suspicious about a leader or some kind of thing going on in your group, just trust yourself. Do a little investigation, not to get paranoid about stuff, but your authority should always be first. Okay, the next part of this journey to the center of the self outline that I'm going to talk about, and I know I have an episode about this. It's keep the baby, decode the bathwater. So we've got number one, inside first. Number two, keep the baby, decode the bathwater. That's my bumper sticker that I use when I'm talking to people that are doing the inner work. And often what happens is a half-finished piece of process where I've kept my trigger, I've kept my shadow, but I want to clean it up somehow. So we always want to work with not fixing. You know, the first episode in this that I ever recorded was called Fixing to Flowing. So if I'm in a fixing mode, I'm tossing out the bathwater. I want to keep the bathwater. It's where the code is. I want the bathwater. I want the code. I want to be able to read the symbols. So if you think you're done with a piece of process, like, oh, I healed my childhood problem about this, that's a red flag. Like, why do you need to heal it? You get to add it to your symbols. Maybe you're not activated by it anymore, but it's still going to be part of your personal self stuff. So keep that bath water. That's where the decode is. That's where the And there's a lot to this. You know, I've got my notes here and I'm looking at my long list of details about this particular part. But again, if you don't know what's inside your bathwater, you got to learn how to decode the waking dream, how to work with your symbols. So now that I'm decoding and I am working with my bathwater, that means I'm in. I've crossed over to being a immature person who avoids and doesn't do any of the work to a person that does the work. I'm keeping my bathwater. I'm owning my shadow. I'm working with it. The third part of the fourfold way is to adopt a slow, sober, dedicated, daily self-study practice. And all of those things are valuable that I just listed. Why slow? Well, that's going to give me a chance to not be reactive, and that's going to help me go inside. And you can do the decode on the rest of that list. But essentially, the third part of this path adopting a self-study practice means that I've leapt into maturity, and now I'm no longer just trying to get a bunch of money, or I'm just, you know, trying to seem like I am successful, or, you know, entertaining myself all the time. But I've made my life about a shadow stalking practice. And oh, there's that word again. If you want to learn how to have a daily self-study practice, go get Shadow Stalking 101. My guess is that most people that listen to this podcast have that course. So, but if you happen to be somebody who hasn't, it's just oodles of stuff in there. So whatever it is, and if you've got your own stuff that you do, whatever your practice is, do it every day. And I don't mean meditating and floating above your body, or just doing yoga and then getting back to work. You know, a practice of shadow integration, shadow stalking is, and of course, The Handmade Life is another part of, and, you know, restoring when you are, I think there's some episodes on balance here. So you're coming into balance with yourself by restoring and having a handmade earthy life where you're not in the plastic land all the time. And the last part of the fourfold way, which, you know, this is the one that I think trips people up the most. This is the one that, should I not tell you? Should I just keep this a secret? Just kidding. I'm going to tell you. But it is the hardest one. This is the one where I think that most people, if they're going to balk at inner work or maturity but it's the most important, I would say, in terms of getting anywhere in life and developing psycho-spiritually. The fourth part of the fourfold way is to enjoy the trap. Did you guess? Did you guess that that's what it was going to be? That is a all-encompassing medicine for whatever ails you. If you are seeing your life as a trap that you need to get out of, you're making a big mistake. If you are enjoying your trap, that means even when things are difficult, you're finding the true path, you're finding the clarity, you're doing the shadow integration, you're decoding the bathwater, you're messing around and being creative inside of the matrix. We are not supposed to get out of the matrix. Spoiler alert, if you've seen the matrix, or if you haven't seen the matrix, the hero goes somewhere after he wins the war with the inorganic beings. He goes back into the matrix. Why does he do that? Why doesn't he just descend into... Because in the matrix is where we get our soul evolution done. This is where the work is. So we've got to enjoy the trap. And it is no mistake that this is how I am framing the idea, is enjoyment. I didn't say deal with the trap. I didn't say tolerate the trap. I didn't say try to control the trap. I didn't say any of that, did I? I said enjoy it. And without me giving you too much on that, or you go ahead and you decode that. That's your homework until we speak again, is why am I telling you to enjoy it? Enjoy. Why am I telling you to enjoy something that could be full of death and destruction and pain? Why am I saying that? That's your homework, to be on the fourfold path, be with the fourfold way, make your way through the world with these magical tools, the right banana for the job when you meet the banana eating dragon, all of those things. Please enjoy it. And I'm taking a deep bow to all of you listeners and everybody who's been with me. I'm feeling a little verklempt even just saying this, that you've been here and connected with me on the energetic level through Soma is a deep blessing to me. I thank you. Thank you for listening to the Synchrosoma podcast. I'm Melissa Meter, and you can find me here each week with another journey into the known, the unknown, and the worlds in between. If you'd like to get in touch and find out more about what I do, coaching and courses, contact me at synchrosoma@gmail.com, and you can find me on Instagram at synchrosoma. See you next time. Organically grown on Podcast Farm.